This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, $20 strawberry food porn or the seeds of insanity. Welcome to Erewhon, Los Angeles's cathedral of curated wellness, where celery juice is religion and a single strawberry will cost you $20. Yes, one strawberry. Not dipped in gold, not encrusted with edible diamonds, just a very red, very round, very Japanese strawberry, padded in plastic and treated like it's on loan from the Louvre. It's called the Tochiaika, and it's flown halfway across the world from Japan's Tochigi Prefecture, a place known for its exacting fruit standards and berry boudoir. Erewhon shoppers, already numb to $18 bone broth and $25 smoothies, are now posting solemn tasting videos of this fruit, as though sampling a sacred relic. Oh my God, they whisper, this is the best strawberry I've ever had. For $20, you'd hope it also grants enlightenment. But beneath the glitz of influencer hysteria and LA indulgence, something more interesting is happening. We're watching the gentrification of fruit in real time. What used to be a humble snack has now joined the absurd pantheon of boutique food status symbols, next to $300 a kilo cherries, $22 lettuce, and hand-massaged avocados. When did produce become performance art? Yet while Erewhon polishes its strawberries like Ferraris, back in the real world, small market gardeners are still getting their knees dirty to bring honest, ripe, seasonal strawberries to farmers' markets, school fundraisers, and roadside stalls. No plastic domes, no air miles, no TikTok drama, just fruit picked fresh from the soil, often within 10 kilometres of where you'll eat it. But here's the issue. The $20 strawberry isn't actually about the strawberry, it's about us. The human obsession with perfection, our addiction to novelty, our detachment from seasonality. When did we stop celebrating crooked strawberries and start fetishizing fruit? This isn't to knock Japan's strawberry artistry, there's a deep cultural reverence behind that cultivation. But let's not pretend Erewhon's plastic-wrapped indulgence is about respect. It's theatre, it's lifestyle porn, and it's helping to widen the gulf between food grown for nourishment and food grown for clout. So maybe the real luxury isn't the $20 strawberry at all. Maybe it's the $5 punnet from the couple down the road. The one with a handwritten sign, the one your kid eats straight from the paper bag on the drive home. The one that tastes of place, not price. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.